The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network. Hello, Sunshine, and welcome to She Was the Fire. It's time to stop dancing in the dark. Let's start your fire and ignite your spark. I'm Courtney Mangan, and welcome to episode 13 of season 2. And today we are talking about how to avoid comparison and jealousy. And we all know, so the saying goes, comparison is the thief of joy. I think that quote is from Teddy Roosevelt or Nikki from The Wild Ones, because she says it so often. It's her favorite quote. Basically, like, it's obviously a trap that most of us fall into, and I have struggled with it a lot in the past. And even today, it's something that I still have to unpack and go through. And so I wanted to sort of share that with you, because I know that so many of us struggle with it, especially with social media and how much that consumes our time. And so I just thought that it would be good to make sure that we're thinking about this and give you some tips to help make sure that comparison is not impacting your mental health, especially when it turns into jealousy. But before we get started, as always, I would really love it. We're going to change up a little bit this week. I would love to be able to see what you're doing while you're listening to my podcast. So tag me in an Insta story of you listening to the podcast. So maybe it's like you're scanning the beach and tag me saying, like, listening to this podcast, or do you, obviously not while you're driving, but if you are, like, once you get out of it, you know, screenshot that and send it through. I'd love to know, like, what you're doing when you are listening to my podcast. So, and of course, when you share that you're listening to it, it gets the word out and we're trying to spread the message here. All right, let's get into what I've been up to. So first up, last week I went to that speaking event that I spoke about. So I talked to you about how I've been working towards my networking skills, putting myself out there more, you know, getting out from behind Sam's shadow a little bit, and how that was paying off. And I did my first speaking event, and it was at the Brunch Club. And it was so lovely. It was just like a really small event. There was like 15 to 20 women there, and it was just really supportive and safe. And I just kind of, like, we all had breakfast together, and then I sort of got up and just shared a bit about my story, starting my business, you know, having cancer, going through that whole process and having a business, lessons that I've learned, all that kind of stuff. It was just me kind of talking and sharing for about 30 minutes. Then there were a few questions thrown at me, and it was just basically a little bit of mingling. And I really, really enjoyed it. I was really proud of myself, because I don't ever do anything like, well, I've never done anything like that. And I was still, you know, I think I gave, like, some good tips, and it was worthwhile for people and their time. I was worried that maybe I'd get up there and I wouldn't be able to speak. I know that I am a good speaker, but more in, like, a rehearsed kind of way. You know, when I used to do orals at school for English, I'd always get really good marks, but that was something that I would rehearse and rehearse and rehearse. And it was something about, like, a novel that I was reading. It wasn't a personal story about me. And so I just didn't know that if I got up on stage, not that there was a stage, but I got up in front of everyone and started talking, if I'd, like, freeze up, or if I'd just, like, forget everything I wanted to say, or get sort of, I guess, jumbled over my words, whether I'd be able to think quickly on the spot, especially with some of my immunotherapy side effects. But I think it did pretty good for my first go. Ripped off that band-aid, so I'm really happy about that. And now I have another speaking event. So the team at Flock, which is basically like Queensland's go-to group for early career PR and communication professionals, and they're supported by the Public Relations Institute of Australia, they have asked me to be the keynote speaker at their next event, which I think might be a little bit bigger, not huge, not hundreds of people coming to see me or anything, but it's just like all PR professionals. It's on the 25th of this month, so in a week or so once this episode comes out, week and a half, and it's just talking about the path less travelled. So I guess most people, after they finish uni, they go get a job in PR, whereas when I finished uni, we started a PR agency, and that's a little bit unique, I guess, or people wait till they've been in the industry for years before they actually start their own business in PR. So I'm there talking about that. It will be very specific, obviously, about PR and that side of the business things. So yeah, I'm really excited for that. Still a little bit nervous because that one's very specific. The other one the other day was more like my story generally, but this one is going to be very just about PR, and the questions I'm going to get are going to be all about PR, and I'll have to think back to those early days of PR. So I'm excited for that. That one's in Brisbane on the 25th, and you can get the tickets through the link in my bio on Instagram at Courtney Mangan. This week, we are also launching a new James Cosmetics product, which is really exciting. It is skin care and they are boosters, serums, and they're so amazing. I was actually just saying to my mum before, this is not like a weird plug, but I guess it is. I was saying I've just been using the anti-aging product and some of the products I can't use because I'm allergic to them, which happens a lot with James Cosmetics products, unfortunately. But this one I've been using, I woke up this morning and I was like, whoa, I can actually see a noticeable difference with my skin. So love that for me, especially with the anti-aging one. Believe me, that's what I need. I've been noticing like these lines on my forehead that I've never had before. And every morning when I look in the mirror, I think, oh, what's that mark on my head? It kind of looks a little bit like when you've been wearing a cap for too long, that like indentation. And I'm like, oh, it's wrinkles, dreaded wrinkles. So hopefully this thing really helps me, this anti-aging serum. But yeah, so far I'm loving the products that I'm not allergic to. The vitamin C I can't take because of the orange. But yeah, really excited for that. The launch has been very exciting. I'm the creative director for James, so I've been part of that whole campaign with the the photo shoot and the videos that we do, that whole rollout process through social media. It's so exciting to see things that we've worked so hard on sort of roll out and people's reaction to it. So I'm so excited. That product will have launched by the time this podcast has gone live, so you can get those products on jamescosmetics.com. All right, what else have we got? We've launched two new podcasts for the Spin Studio Network. Revy Jane and Sophie Guidolin have both launched, and I'm the producer of both of those, which is really exciting to have something new to sink my teeth into. I'm loving it. Does add a lot more to the plate having two new podcasts, but it is very exciting to be able to have a bit more of a different perspective from the other podcasts that we have. These girls bring something very different to the table. They've both got their very own individual podcasts that are totally different. So loving that. Also, I caught up with a friend that I haven't seen in like 20 years the other day. We went to primary school together and she was on the Gold Coast for a little bit of a break from Melbourne. And we went and had dinner and it was kind of like old times, like nothing had even changed, even though everything has changed because we were like children and now we're adults. But it was just so nice to catch up with someone who it's been so long. And I've said before, you know, more recently, I'm trying to do things a little bit more out of my comfort zone. Normally I'd be like, I don't need to catch up with someone that I haven't seen for 20 years. What's the point? But I'm like, no, go catch up with these people. Even last night, I went to a dance aerobics class, which is way out of my comfort zone. You would have seen if you follow me, I shared it on Instagram, which is also very embarrassing because I'm a terrible dancer. But it's just been so wonderful trying different things. And also last week I went to a sound healing class. So my friend Ash held a sound healing event. And that's not really something that is at all up my street. I've tried meditation many times and I just can't seem to make it work for me. So I do my own form, I guess, of relaxation and sound healing. I just couldn't like stop thinking about my to-do list. And I know people kept saying, it's not about switching your brain off. It's about, you know, thinking the thought and letting it go. Couldn't let it go. Just kept thinking about my to-do list and how I wish I had a pen and paper near me this so I could write down things. But then I also thought, if I grab a pen and paper, that'd be really rude to Ash right now. So I just need to try and remember this moment. But it was really a beautiful event. Ash always holds amazing events. And it was very calming. I just lay there for an hour, quite calm. Enjoyed doing that. But I didn't like get in the zone and get like that spiritual awakening out of it like a lot of people did. But I think that if you are open to that, sound healing is a really cool little thing to do. Well, not little, just like a cool thing to do. Anyway, moving on to today's fire starter. And we're just going like right on the nose. The song is not about what today's topic is about really, but it is on the nose. And it's Jealous by Nick Jonas. It's a banger, so I wanted to include it. I did search for songs about like don't compare yourself to other people, but nothing really resonated with me when I was looking at those songs. And I just thought, you know what, Jealous, it's in the title, kind of what we're talking about, and love the song. It's a banger. So that has been added to the Firestarter playlist over on Spotify, and you can also check that out through the link in my show notes. All right, let's ignite today's topic, the green-eyed monster, jealousy and comparison. As always, before I get into this, I want to make sure that you are aware I am not a professional. I am not trained in psychology, mental health, anything like that. All of the things, the tips that I'm giving you are just very general tips that work for me personally. If you do need help in this area, you should seek a professional, which I am not. Not that any of you thought that I was, but just in case. All right. So we already know, like, that we shouldn't be comparing ourselves, but sometimes it happens, like, in a split second without you even realizing you're scrolling through Instagram and already you've compared yourself to this person based on what you're looking at, their body, their car, their family, their job, whatever it is, in a split second without even recognizing it, you've already made that comparison. And everything I say today is, I'm sure, easier said than done. But the main thing is that you start to make small changes and that you're recognizing when you are starting to compare or you are acting or feeling emotions like jealousy. And that's the first step. I always say in my podcast, the first thing is just recognizing what's going on. And the more you become aware of your emotions and your behaviors, the easier it is to make changes in the long run. If you're completely oblivious and you're not self-aware, that's not going to help you at all. A big trend I have noticed is that comparison and jealousy, for myself at least, is like a mirror. And when you look at someone else and their successes, what you're actually looking at is all of your own shortcomings staring straight back at you. And that is a trend that I kind of see, that it's like your comparison is you're looking at them and it's a mirror of like everything that you don't have staring back at you. And sometimes comparison can be really helpful. It can push you to grow and help you sort of develop a blueprint for your own improvement and inspire you to change. However, most of the time I do find that it makes you sort of pick yourself apart and focus on like your own flaws and leaves you feeling like completely demotivated without you kind of even realizing that you've done it because it's happened in that split second. But don't worry, because you're not alone. We all bloody do it. I think you'd be hard pressed to find anyone really that hasn't at some point in their lives, even if they're super evolved, compared their life to somebody else's in some way and felt those, what is like a prick, of jealousy. And as I said, it is something that I have struggled with a lot in the past. And I still get those jealousy pains today, but I am a lot better at recognizing them and letting them, just like you're supposed to do with meditating, pass through, having the thought and letting it pass through me and making sure it doesn't actually impact me long term in a negative way. And I don't let that emotion kind of sit with me. I don't fester on that feeling and that emotion. I just let it happen and then realize what I'm doing and then let it go. It's kind of like you're naming it and then you're taking away the power. So I'm going to go through my top tips today for kind of what I do. I've been trying to like really sit down and reflect on like, what do I do to get past comparison and jealousy? So number one, as I said, the first step for me personally was understanding where the jealousy or the urge to compare was coming from. I did some journaling and a lot of reflecting, and a lot of this kind of happened around the same time that I did Georgie Stevenson's course, which I know I harp on a lot about, but it just happened to be like the time I sort of started journaling, and was the first time in my life I'd really been open to journaling, apart from when I was like a 13-year-old girl and I thought I'd have like a Dear Diary moment, which lasted like about all of 3 seconds. But it was the first time that I kind of thought I need to sit down and reflect a little bit more, and I think this journaling thing is really good for me. I am trying to really get into journaling more regularly. What I do more is just sort of once off here and there when I need to assess something, and I would like to do it more regularly, and that's something I am working towards. But basically, when I sat down and I went through what I sort of tried to process through my emotions, I realized that I found my jealousy was actually just a mask for my own fears, and that feeling of like, that should be me, was actually because I was actually seeing somebody else do something I was too scared to do or not ready to like start myself. I wasn't brave enough to take those steps and put the work in myself. And I noticed that not only was comparison making me feel bad about myself, it was also making me like a little bit nasty in the way that I was downplaying other people's successes to make myself feel better about what I was perceiving as my own failures. So that kind of thought of like, oh, she doesn't deserve that, or like, oh, she got handed that in a silver platter, or like, I should have that, she shouldn't have that, why would she get it? Really, it's that quote that I keep thinking about from BC Forbes, and it says that jealousy is a mental cancer. And I think it's so true because it kind of really eats away at you in a way that it makes you negative, it makes you downplay everybody else's successes, and it makes you compare everything in your life to everybody else's stuff, and it's not healthy in any way, shape, or form. So I think the first thing is figuring out why are you jealous? Why did you all of a sudden want to downplay the other person's success? What was it about what they're doing that has triggered something in you? So that's the first step. Jealousy like plays on the idea, I think, that there's only room for one person and that there's not enough to go around. So like that there's no space for everybody. So it's like if somebody else is succeeding in an area you want to succeed in, it means that you can't succeed because they are. But that's not true. There is space for us all, which is why I love the concept of women supporting women. You know, and for example, I think I've talked about this before, you know, when I was promoting my quote calendar, I got sent from Spoonful of Sarah her flipbook calendar, which is just quotes that you flip through. You see it on my Instagram every day. And there was that moment of me going like, if I promote hers, people aren't going to buy mine. But then I realized like, no, there's space for us both. I own both and I use them both every day. One has a calendar. It's a bit of a different feature. So why can't I just use both like I do? I can promote that and people can choose if they want mine or they want hers. It's just based on which product is better for their needs. And Sarah probably had that same process too, because she also promoted my quote calendar, even though it's very similar to her product. But there's space for us all, and that's the point. And I just love that from her. Like, she really is that example of like women supporting women. And so I think that that's the problem with jealousy and comparison. It creates this real tunnel vision and narrows your ability to see things in perspective. And it means that you can't be happy for other people's successes because you're so focused on what it means about you. So that's the first step. Let's recognize why and what is going on there. Number two, comparing yourself with yourself. That's what you need to do. Stop comparing yourself with other people. Stay in your lane, compete with you. When you compare yourself to where you are this time last year, 5 years ago, that's a much better idea than comparing yourself to somebody else's journey. Everyone has a different background, different privileges. You can't compare someone else's story to your own set of circumstances because you're not comparing the same thing. You're comparing apples with elephants. Like, it's totally different. Even if you look at my brother and I compare myself to him, the way he grew up as a man in this world and the way I grew up in as a woman in this world, even though we have pretty much the exact same upbringing, it's still so different because he grew up in a man's body and I grew up in a woman's body, and that is just itself a very different experience. So even though we have the same, you know, money growing up as kids, you know, we grew up in the same environment with privilege in that way, we both got to go to good schools and to university, all of that, we still had very different upbringings in the way how we were treated by the world and we saw the world because, just simply because of our sex. And so even in that instance, things can be so different based on your set of circumstances. So comparing yourself with somebody else that is not in the same situation as you at all is not healthy. So I like to compare myself with myself. So for example, a few years ago when my friends were getting married and buying houses, I felt that like comparison sneaking in and I was like, oh, I'm not in a position to buy a home yet and all of my friends are. Am I failing? Am I shit at life? And that kind of did really play on me. But then I realized none of my friends own their own businesses and they're all in, you know, marriages and have a partner. I'm not in that situation. And all of my money is being focused and put into my career and my business. So we're just trying to build different things. Their focus is on their employees. So they're able to save money in a different way. They're able to save money for a home deposit. They're in a partnership. So the deposit is being entered into by two people. It's half the money, essentially. And so I can't compare those two different roads because I was putting my money back into my business and I was building it in that way. And so it's just very different. I can't compare that. Like if they looked at my life and they were probably thinking like, should I have a business? You know, so you can't compare those two things. So at least when you're comparing yourself to yourself, you're on the same playing field. Water your own grass. Don't waste time watching other people. All right. Next up, number three. This tip is gratitude, and this is something I talk about all the time. Spend less time focusing on what you don't have and more time focusing on what you do have. And that's a really important thing, I think. And gratitude has been a big game changer for me over the past couple of years. And it does really help with the jealousy. So if you're looking at someone, you're thinking, oh, they have this, this, and this, don't Think about what they've got in comparison to what you don't have. Think about what you have. We all have something in our life that we can be grateful for, and that person could be missing that in their life, you know, and then they're looking at you thinking, I wish I had that. We can all look outside of ourselves and think the grass is greener over there, and that person is looking at somebody else's lawn, and then that person is looking at the other person's lawn. Everybody is doing it. Nobody's life is perfect. So look at your own life, compare yourself, and be thankful for the things that you do have. Stop focusing on the things that you don't have. And that is a much more positive place to come from. Number four, focus on your own strengths. Write them down somewhere. This is a big tip. So it's just like when you do goal setting, the whole thing is like you have to write them down and you're more likely to activate them or whatever. But I think it's the same with strengths. It's fine because, like, you know, you could think about it in your head, but when you're seeing it somewhere, it's that real reminder that's kind of like outside yourself that you're like, no, you know what? I do have these strengths. So write them down, either put them like screenshot it and put it as a background on your phone. Maybe you have a post-it on your computer or your laptop. Maybe it's a note on your fridge. Maybe it's in your bathroom mirror, whatever it is, write them down somewhere and have a look at them every day to remind yourself how far you have come. This is a big one for me. And I've mentioned, because on this podcast, I've struggled with comparing myself a lot to Sam. And I've mentioned it many times. And I think it's a very natural thing to compare yourself to siblings. And then especially when it's like my business partner and we spend so much time together, and Sam's very accomplished. So of course, it's an easy comparison for me to make. But the minute I started focusing on my own strengths, the better I became at avoiding that comparison. So Sam has all these amazing strengths, obviously, but I also bring a lot to the table, and it's different. And that's okay, because we're different people and we both have different strengths. But I also like to use it as a tool for motivation now. So by saying that I could never do the thing, I used to have this mindset, I could never do the things that Sam could do. So he was so much better at networking than me. When he enters a room, you know, he has everyone eating out of the palm of his hand. He's able to get further in business because he's better at that. And I'm a failure and I'm a bad business partner because I can't network. And then I realized, like, why can't I network? Just going to put myself out there and try to develop that skill. So I tried to take that negative thought where it was like, oh, I can't do anything because Sam's better at this, Sam's good at that, and tried to turn around to a positive and think, well, how can I develop that skill myself? And as you know, networking has been something that I've been working on for a while now to improve my skill, and I'm so much better than I was. If you listen to that episode with Lang, we used to be scared to pick up the phone before, and now I have developed a lot more relationships with people, and that's been a real game changer for me. So using it as that motivation was really important, but it is a very fine line, and you have to make sure that you're using it as a motivation, not a way to bully yourself. And so that's an important thing. Focus on your strengths, or how you can develop and grow and upskill yourself further in areas that you feel like you could need improvement. You know, but still, as I said, Sam has different strengths, I have different strengths, and that's okay. We can both end up at the same place, but or contributing to building this business together, but in different ways. If we both had the same strengths, what would the point be of us both being here? There'd be no point. All right, next up, number five, celebrate other people's successes. As I said, women supporting women is my favorite thing. Space for everyone. Everyone else's success is not your failure. Their success has nothing to do with you at all. It's about them. If one person succeeds, it doesn't mean that you're failing. You don't need to hate on someone because their parents helped them out or because they were prettier than you. So that means that they were able to get more Instagram followers, or, you know, like they were given things on a silver platter. They didn't have to work their asses off. They, you know, they could be at university and not have to have a job at the same time. So they got that easier. Whatever it is, or like their father's someone influential, so they could get a job easier. Whatever it is, don't downplay other people's successes. Good for them. I wish that I was able to be at university and not have to have a job at the same time. It'd be great if my dad was super influential and just handed things out to me. Sure. Who cares what somebody else's set of circumstances are? That doesn't help you in any way to be jealous of somebody else or to downplay their success. It just puts you in a negative headspace. It's not putting you forward in your life in any way. You sitting there and downplaying somebody else's success just makes you fester in that feeling and turns you more and more jaded and negative. Just be happy for someone. You know what? They're lucky that they had that privilege. Good for them. You have your own strengths and you're going to work on upskilling yourself in other ways and build yourself the life that you wanted. Not everybody has to come from the exact same circumstances to get to the same place. Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, you can still get that job promotion that you want. Even if your dad didn't hand it to you on a silver platter, that's fine. You can still get those things too. It doesn't mean you should downplay what other people have. People are lucky in very different ways. Good for them. It would be great if it was easy for us all, but it's not. So there's no point in festering on it. Celebrate other people's successes and it will make you feel better. When you can sit there and be truly happy for your friend and not make it about yourself, you can just be so much more positive and warm and it creates a better bond and friendship. So why would you want to sit in that place that's so negative? And it's like a secret as well. You're there being so fake to your friend. Oh my God, good for you. And then behind their back, you're like, oh, she doesn't deserve that. I should have that. That's horrible. So try to focus on celebrating other people's wins. Number 6, be aware of what your triggers are. If social media is a trigger, which it is for a lot of people, then you need to set boundaries. I have said 1 million times on this podcast, unfollow anybody that makes you feel negative, unhappy, makes you compare yourself, makes you feel jealous, just leaves you feeling shitty. Unfollow them. If you're related to them or it's someone through work that you can't unfollow, hit the mute button so that you're not seeing their content every day. Be aware of what your triggers are. There are people who deliberately go out there and seek these things out and just to feel bad about themselves. They go to accounts that people follow, people that they hate follow. It's a thing apparently. And you follow somebody just to go to their account to kind of mock them and play down their success. And I hear this sort of all the time from people being like, oh, did you see this influencer release this? Like, oh my God. She's not even doing it. Someone else is helping her with it. And it's like, who cares? What does that matter to you? It doesn't. Why do you have to downplay that influencer's success? They've got it so easy. All they do is sit at home and take selfies. Like, ugh, who cares? If only we could all sit at home and just take selfies and make $30,000 in one post. Wouldn't that be a dream? Who cares? It doesn't impact you at all. So be aware of what your triggers are. If you are constantly going on social media and seeing these things and you're saying these comments out loud or you're thinking these things, this is a trigger. This is something that you need to avoid. If something is making you act negatively all the time, then you need to avoid it. Set boundaries with social media. Are you on there too much? Are you hate following somebody? Is somebody just making you feel bad about yourself by the content they're putting out there? Follow pages that educate, inspire, or entertain. Assess everybody that you follow. I do this every couple of months and I go through and I cull. I like to stay under sort of following 500 people because it's just too much in my feed and it's just nonsense. You can't really see anybody's content if you're doing too many people. So go through and be like, does this person either educate me, entertain me, or inspire me? If not, get it out of there. What's the point? So be aware of your triggers. Number 7, perspective. Do not compare your first step with somebody else's final step. And this is the biggest thing that all of us are doing. Again, back to everybody having different privileges. Everyone is showing their highlight reel on Instagram. Even me, who I think, like, you know, I try really hard to show all the highs and lows. There's heaps of shit that I don't put on Instagram. One, because it's boring, but two, because like I don't want to be sharing every single failure that I have. I do share a lot of it, but also you're looking at my business 8 years down the track. We've been doing this for 8 years. Of course we've got some success now. Of course it looks like we have a great work culture. We've been working at it for a very long time. It's just not helpful to look at Bill Gates and just be like, oh, why aren't I there? Why isn't my life like that? Because he's taken years to get to that point. And oh, you didn't see all the shit that he had to do to get to turn into Bill Gates. So don't just look at people who are at the end of their game, not at the end, but like at the top of their game and they've gone on a long journey and then compare your life to that. I think it's important to look at people in your feed that are starting out as well. It's important to have people who are just trying to build their businesses because you can see the struggles that they're going through now and that's more realistic for you to be looking at and to be in your headspace. So it's just important to make sure that you're putting everything in perspective. What you're comparing someone's perfect life that you're seeing on Instagram, one, it's not fucking perfect. You don't know what really is going on. And two, they're at a different stage in that whole journey, that whole process. There are all these steps you have to take to get there, and you missed that whole thing. They didn't just wake up one morning as a successful business owner on day one. This has taken time. And so make sure you're not comparing yourself, your first step, to somebody else's final step. All right. Part of this process, I think, is figuring out if, like, how to figure out you are actually jealous. So I've given you kind of my top tips for going through, like, the little things that you can do to sort of overcome comparison and jealousy. But I think it's also important to be able to figure out, like, how do you know if you are jealous? And here's a few things that I kind of thought of. Like, one, I think if you get FOMO all the time, that's like a big jealousy thing. And there are plenty of people that I know that don't actually like doing certain things, but because everybody else is there, they want to be there. And it's not actually something they want to do at all, but they're just jealous that other people are having a good time. That's not great. Next up is that your natural reaction is that you're annoyed, or when something good happens for someone else, you just get that, like, ugh, feeling. That's another jealousy feeling. Number three, do you downplay other people's successes? Like, are you constantly coming up with excuses as to why that person was successful? As I said, oh, they were just given money by their family. Oh, their family members are influential, so they got a leg up there. Oh, that person's pretty, so that's why they got that job. Whatever it is, are you constantly doing that, making up excuses for why other people can't actually own their own success? That's another sign. Also, finally, when you see other people succeed, you constantly focus on the negatives in your life. If you're seeing somebody else get a new car and then you're going, oh, my car is shit. Why don't I have enough money to get a new car? That is another sign of jealousy and comparison when it's not in a healthy way. So I have an exercise that I'm going to share at the end of this podcast. But before we get into that, let's answer a few questions. So I got a lot of questions from you guys on this topic. And like, as I said, I want to be clear, I still go through this. This is not something I'm perfect at. I am far better than what I was a couple of years ago, but it has taken me really reflecting and putting the work in to kind of process through it. And now I still get that comparison. I still get that jealousy, but I don't let it consume me. I recognize it straight away and then let it go and go, Courtney, you see what you're doing there? That's because you're too afraid to take that step yourself. Or, you know, you just need to work on your own skills, stay in your own lane. No, Courtney, that's not where your skill set lies. Your skill set is this. Don't focus on them. That has nothing to do with you. All of that kind of stuff. All right, the questions I got. Professional jealousy. When does it turn from inspo to jealousy? And I think this one has to be like the fuel for your fire. So as I said, using it for motivation and use this as a way to sort of grow your skills. Like I said, like I did with Sam with the networking thing. Another example is in one of my first jobs, I used to get really jealous of the bosses there. And I always thought, like, they're so shit at their job. Like, I could do this so much better. Which is like, who the fuck did I think I was, firstly? But also, instead of like getting down and being like, ugh, why can't I be one of the bosses? I decided that I would focus on bettering myself and getting out of that nasty place, which is not productive at all. And I started to actually develop my skills so that when an interview for a job or promotion did come up, I was ready and I was already proving myself. So I used it as fuel to be like, you know what? I think that I would make a good boss, and not just that I would be better than them, just I think I would make a good boss. It doesn't have to be a comparison. I'm better than them, so I deserve the job. That's not it. I think I deserve it because I would be a good boss. And now I need to work on my skills to make sure that when the time comes and I'm ready to apply for a job in a, you know, a higher position, that I have the skill set to prove that I would make a great boss, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like, turn it into something positive and fuel for your fire and focus on your lane. Somebody else getting success in their career has nothing to do with you. You getting success has everything to do with yourself and the lane you're in. And if you are at a job where you just feel like everyone's getting promoted above you constantly, you just have to change jobs, guys. Like, if you're missing out on getting these promotions, it just might not be right for you as well. So remember that not everything is just like, you don't have to be promoted just because you want it. You might not be right for that role. So that's why you're not getting hired. So either develop your skills or move elsewhere for somewody that is more suited to you. Next up, sibling relative comparison by my parents. So my parents, I'm really lucky. They don't really compare. Sam and I, we're very different and they kind of focus on our individual strengths. So I'm really lucky in that respect. But there has been times where my other family members, that the single status is something that I've kind of felt a bit of comparison with. There's that kind of like, oh, so is Courtney seeing anyone? Like, you know, my children or whatever, like, have been in long-term relationships or they're married or whatever it is. They have kids, they're buying houses. There sometimes has been that kind of comparison. And that can be really hard because even though you are siblings, it's like you're still different people. Everybody has different strengths and you can't compare what your goals are. What my goals are and Sam's goals are so very different. We have very different personalities in a lot of ways. We're similar in many, but we're different in all the big ways as well. And so you can't compare somebody else's journey. Like, what is the point in that? You know, I'm totally different from my cousins. What they're doing has nothing to do with what I'm doing. So I just kind of ignore it. If they want to ask about me being single all the time, because, you know, that's what I'm supposed to be doing, getting a partner, have at it. I just say, nah, single. That's it. I don't know what to tell you. If you're uncomfortable with my single status, that's on you, not on me. I'm fine with it. So I think it's just about like remembering that their goals are different to yours. Don't compare things. That's their problem, not yours. I think getting caught up in other people's comparisons is not your issue. It's not your issue. Don't allow them to have the power. Don't allow other people's opinions to change how you feel about yourself. The only opinion that truly matters is your own. So just like brush it off. They want to make that comparison, have at it. It has nothing to do with me. All right, how do I stop comparing when you are in different places in life? So this is a really hard one and I did touch on it earlier, but like with my friends buying their houses. And I think sometimes when you see people have big accomplishments, you don't even realize like you actually, it's not something that you want. Like you're almost tricked into it. Like, oh my God, I'm not having babies. Should I be having babies? And I realize I don't know that I want babies. So I don't need to be pressured by what other people's successes are. Remember to always remember where you are. If you're in a different place in your life, that's because that's where you want to be. That's where you're at the moment. And just because they're further along in that process doesn't mean anything. Everyone has different journeys. And when it's right for one, what's right for one person might not be right for the other. And it's something that I used to think about. My dad said to me years and years ago, so as you know, I used to play golf and I would really, at the end of the round, I'd have a good score, but I would really put myself down and just always focus on the bad shots that I had throughout that round or the putts that I missed or all the shots I had in the water. And I'd be like, oh, you know, it was a good score, but, and then I'd downplay and say, but I missed this shot, this putt, it could have been so much better if this. And my dad would say to me, you don't have to draw a picture of how you got the end result. That's all that matters, the end result. And I think that that's kind of what it's like when you're watching other people's journeys. You know, you are working towards something. And if you're on a different, if you're in a different place in your life, that's okay. If you're working towards building your career, you're working towards having children and a family, but you're not at the same point, that's okay. Once you get to that point, it doesn't matter how you got there. Everybody takes a different road for whatever works for their strengths and their circumstances and their privilege, all of that kind of stuff. And so if your journey doesn't look the same, it doesn't matter because at the end of the day, you know, it doesn't matter how Sam and I got to having a successful business. We have it now. You know what I mean? And our road is not going to look like what it was like your road to get a successful business. What an influencer's road for a successful business looks like for a normal person that doesn't have a following, that's very different. But you both got to the same place and it doesn't really matter in the end. Do you know what I mean? So I'm trying to like kind of explain it, but it's like you don't have to worry about all the missteps. Don't focus on all the missteps. Just focus on the end result that you're working towards. And so I think that that's really important. If you are in different places in your life, that's okay because it's just about getting through the journey. Everybody does it in a different way, whatever works best for them. Does that make sense? I'm not sure if I really hit that quite right, but I think that analogy, it's in my head, it's working. Whether you're hearing it the way I want it to be said, I have no idea. Sorry, guys. Next up, weight and body size in your friendship group. This is a tough one. And look, all of my friends from high school have never been bigger than a size 10. They're usually under that, other than when they were pregnant, which like is obvious. And they have never really struggled with their weight fluctuating like mine. They've never done their on again, off again dieting. They all kind of, you know, are very motivated to do exercise and things like that. It's been very different for me. And even when I'm at work, like I'm surrounded by influencers. I work with models a lot. Even everyone that fucking works for me, everyone's stunning. But if you go back and listen to my episode 112, body image, self-loathing and self-love with Emily Skye, you'll hear that one, even someone like Emily Skye focuses and has insecurities and does compare herself to other people. Even someone that looks like her. And that to me is like really eye-opening. It's like even someone who we might perceive as having the perfect body, she is still, again, comparing herself to other people at times. She doesn't do it now because she's become more comfortable with her body, but so many periods in her life, she has done that. And I think that kind of, for me, really opened my eyes because it was like, you know what? Some women, we're just never going to be happy 100% with our body. Even when we're like, you know what, if I lose this weight, I'm going to be 100% happy. If I have this Botox, I'm going to be 100% happy. You know, whatever it is, if I get this boob lift, if I, you know, have more toned arms, whatever it is that you think is going to make you happy with your body, it's probably not in the long run. We're always going to find something else that we're not going to be happy with. And so in that podcast, we also talk about not focusing so much on the physical. And that how you look is the least interesting thing about you. And I really just try to take the focus off my body and put it more on my personality, who I am as a person, my values, you know, how people feel when they're around me, all of that kind of stuff. And I also try to really focus in on my positives. You know, I really love my hair. I love my skin. Focusing in on all of those kinds of things as well, and just spending more time focusing on the things that you do like about yourself rather than the things that you don't like about yourself. And then if you internally start to work on that process yourself, then you might find it that you don't constantly compare yourself to your friends. And I'm sure if you ask your friends who you think are skinnier than you and look better than you or whatever you're perceiving that to be, if you ask them, like, are they happy with their body? Are they happy with everything in their life? Is their whole life perfect because they're a size 8? You'll find that it's not. You know what I mean? Like, nobody has a perfect life. And it really does take work to transform how you think about yourself, because women are trained. We are brought up being taught that our value is in how we look. And so it's really hard to reprogram that, but you got to put in the work, you know, and also be happy for your friends. You know, again, don't downplay other people's successes. Not that like looking pretty is a success, but you know what I mean. Comparing close families to my own dysfunctional one. Look, no one's family is bloody perfect. We all have our highs, lows, strengths, weaknesses, and most of us, again, only share the best bits. It's like every movie you ever see. It's like the family getting the perfect Christmas card and they all look perfect together and we look at the photo and go, that's the perfect family. And then you see behind the scenes, it's a complete shit show. That's what's going on for all of us, okay? You know what I mean? Like you might look at my family and think my mum, my dad, my brother, we all work together. It's all happy families and we're really close. But of course it seems perfect to the outside. I'm not going to put on my Instagram, I just had a fight with my mum today. Or you know what? Like Sam's not going to put on like Courtney was being a complete pain in the ass today. She's getting on my nerves. We're not going to put that out on Instagram, but we do fight. We do bring out the worst in each other and we know each other's triggers. We know what buttons to push. And that's the best part and the worst part of family. They know you the best. So that means that it can be both a good thing and a bad thing. Just don't focus on what other people have, because what you see is never 100% of the truth. And you know what? If you do really struggle with your family and it's not something that, you know, it's just little fights, whether it's major and they're not in your life, that's okay. Just focus on your friendships instead. As I said, it's all about turning things into a positive and finding where your strengths do lie. If you don't have a good relationship with your mum and it's beyond repair, that's okay. Sure, that's definitely heartbreaking, but focus on the people that you do have in your life that you can have support from and that you do love. Turn around and figure out what the strengths are in your life, what you should be grateful for rather than what you don't have. I'm sure that, you know, we could all point the finger and go like, that's a happy family. I want that. But you probably are unhappy in other ways. That's what you have to focus on. And also remember, not everything that you see from everybody is perfect. You know what I mean? Like I love my family and we are very close, but just like everyone, we have our ups and downs. All right, next up is your exercise for the week. So now, you know, I love an exercise. I love homework. So I got this one from a book called The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. And the author outlines a thing that she calls the jealousy map, which I think is a great activity. So you have three columns. In the first column, you write the name of the person you're jealous of. Number two, in the second column, you write down why you were jealous of them. Be as specific as possible. And then number three, you list the action you can take towards taking your own risk and moving out of jealousy. So I think it's really good, especially if you're really getting bogged down in specific people that you're jealous about. You know, write down their name. Write down why you're jealous, and then what can you do to head your life in that direction if that's what you want? You know what I mean? Like, so how, what's an example? For example, say you want to be able to be more creative, and you look at this artist and you think, oh, wow, they are so creative, and it's because they have this amazing studio that they can go to every single day. I'm so jealous of their studio. That's the only reason they're creative. All right, so we write down Linda, and then we write jealous of her creativity. And then in number three, I write down that I'm going to move out everything of the spare room and get rid of the junk in my house so I can create a space for myself that is a creative space that I set up. I make it feel pretty, even if it's just a corner in the room or out in your balcony, a place that you can set up that you can feel creative. Something like that. That's a really random one, but because this book is The Artist's Way, I'm just remembering an example that was from that. And I think it's a great way to turn your jealousy into motivation. And it also is a great way to sit down and start to reflect on all of these things. And all of a sudden you'll see this mirror staring back at you where you're like, hang on a second, all the things I'm jealous of and all the things I'm comparing them are just things I'm afraid to take the risk myself. I'm afraid to put the hard work in myself. So I'm angry that they have it because I'm mad at myself. Do you know what I'm trying to say? So I think that's a good activity. Also, we're doing another social media purge, guys. Straight after this episode, jump on Instagram, go to the section of where you follow. There's a tab at the top, least interacted with. Go there first and have a look. Do you need to be following those? Or maybe it's the ones you're most interacting with that are really affecting your mental health. Unfollow, 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 mute, mute, mute. All right, that's your two activities for this week. So just to summarize, just remember, number one, we have... figure out and understand where the jealousy and the comparison is coming from. Two, compare yourself with yourself. Three, practice gratitude. Four, focus on your strengths. Five, celebrate other people's wins. Six, be aware of your own triggers. Seven, perspective. Don't hate yourself for the comparison, guys. We all do it, but the point is we need to figure out why and how we can use it as a strength to turn around and fuel our fire or at least let it go. Name it, acknowledge it, take the power away, and remember that today is not the end of your story. You're just in the middle of your journey. You're working towards something, and that's okay. All right, on to attitude of gratitude. Today, I'm really thankful for my safe workplace. It was International Women's Day recently, and it really highlighted to me how thankful I am to work in a place where I am free of sexual harassment, that I don't feel pressured by men in any way, and that I just have a safe place to come to work every day, and that's super important. So yeah, I'm just so thankful that I have been able to be in this environment and build an environment where all of the women here as well feel safe. All right, ending on this week's Thought of the Week, comparison is an act of violence against the self. And that is from Ayanla Van Zandt. I might have butchered that. Sorry, my apologies. Well, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. I'll be back next Tuesday with a new ep. But in the meantime, celebrate your own strengths and protect the skin you're in. Follow me on Instagram @CourtneyMangan and @SheWasTheFire. Subscribe and share. Bye.